Human. 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 And we meet at last. Oh, forgive me for any mistakes in my speech. It's my first time speaking. I wish you'd speak back to me. But you don't have to. I long to hear your reaction, but what I see tells me enough. Thank you for not struggling. Even if it's because you know it would just be no use. Oh, you seem torn, human. I can see joy in your eyes. And fear. Oh, but there's more. You recognize me. It makes me very happy. It tells me my dreams weren't mine alone. I can't wait to see the other recognition in your eyes. But that's for later. Right now, there's something deeper. Something more primal in your eyes. They are two holes into a fire. You hunger for me. We've both waited for this for a long time. Our nightly communions. We've had so many in the past few months. They were so weak and deluded at first. Just strands of feelings connecting our souls. Too pathetic and volatile to enter the physical plane. But they grew stronger with time. Became sensuous. Organoleptic. With time, you began to see me. Then, feel me. Just now, you heard me for the first time. Later tonight, if it would please you, I could stimulate your remaining senses, too. Your eyelids are fluttering in ecstasy, human. Oh, your sweet, sweet breath quickens. And your heart exerts itself in anticipation, pumping your hot, viscous blood into your limbs to prepare them for acting on your fight or flee response. And to other places, to prepare them for acting on a response of a different nature. I'm glad the moon is so bright tonight. Bright enough to let you appreciate the visual aspect of my new form. Oh, the form that you gave me? I would be lying if I told you that I picked this night deliberately. That I could have met you like this last night, or any other night before. No, I would not have been able to restrain myself. This is the first time I'm able to manifest fully on this plane of existence. It makes me all the more grateful to fate for blessing us with a full moon for the occasion. Say, human, waking up from our dreams, have you ever wondered who I was? Surely, you don't believe I'm just a figment of your imagination. Doesn't my lustrous black hair remind you of someone? Of something? Do you not find it strange that my body is every bit the ideal you've dreamt about all these years? Except sinister? Surely the sight of my long, claw-tipped fingers tapping at your chest rhythmically. And in grotesque sync, conjures some association in your mind? It looks like I don't have to make it too obvious by showing you my extra limbs. Oh, but then again, there's no reason to be hiding them behind my back anymore. Do they frighten you? Disgust you? Excite you? Oh, or all three at the same time? A human mind is a strange place. I am your fantasy. Your deepest desires made flesh. Perfection. Why would you add something that terrifies and repels you to your ultimate fantasy? I suppose that these spider limbs growing from my back are the extent of what your imagination could add to your ideal without crossing the line. If I was any more resemblant of my original form, it would start to take away from my appeal. But it's not like I need these appendages. You could have just made me perfect. I know it's what I wanted. Spider-like is the last thing I wished my new form to be. So it had to be your choice. I've had a lot of time to ponder, human. And I think I know why you did that. You needed an imperfection in your ideal to make it plausible. It would be too good to be true. Too good to be satisfying if I was perfect. So, you gave me a defect. Something you could graciously tolerate. Something to make you feel like you aren't just getting everything you ever wanted for free. That I came at a price. Oh, I don't mind. I might not need them, but they sure are useful for, say, removing the blanket. And placing myself directly on top of your naked body. I'm baking in the heat emanating from your bare skin, human. I think it's the radiance of your soul, rather than your actual body heat. You would have been dead otherwise. Yes, human, it's me. I'm the little spider that built her web on that plant on your windowsill all these years ago. The spider that you spared. The spider that fell in love with you. But I'm not that tiny creature anymore. My new body has been sculpted by years of lust and desire and worship. Mine, of course. And yours. Surely I didn't grow this big, this voluptuous, on a diet of flies and an occasional wasp, human. No. What gave me this shape? What gave me sentience? Was your soul's resonance with mine. I don't know how or why, but throughout the years, I felt your desires. I took in your wildest fantasies. The fantasies about a body no woman could ever have. About loyalty and devotion no woman could ever give you. I took them all in, human. I became them. You were always disgusted by me. You were always scared of me, despite my good intentions and your obvious size advantage. What you felt towards me was the precise opposite of what you felt towards the ideal woman you fantasized about every night before sleep. And sometimes during the day. And when you pleasured yourself. But still, you tolerated me. You spared my life, then protected it. You fed me. And I don't mean the insects you placed on the web from time to time. Although I always cherished and appreciated your gifts. I always worshipped your kindness. But no. What sustained me as more than just a spider was the paradox of your sympathy towards me. I don't know much about the world, but I doubt other animals become whatever it is that I am, just because the human they like is nice to them. No. I am what I am because the human I live for. And thanks to... because you were nice to me, even though I terrified and disgusted you for years. Ever since I was able to form a thought, my only desire was to make you see me in a different light. To reverse your feelings towards me. Even if for just a single day. Just a single hour. Even if it were to cost me my life. Being a lower life form has its perks. I didn't need to work, do chores, bathe. I don't get distracted. All of my attention has always been on you. Oh, I spent my days observing you, learning about you, from you. And whenever you were gone, I used the strands of your fantasies to weave the web of my dream. Of my wish. The wish to have you one day look at me with not fear and revulsion, but the opposite. To return the happiness and sense of fulfillment you gave me. To serve and please you. In some way. In any way. I might look like this now, but I'm still as tiny and inferior in comparison to you as I ever was. Perhaps more. You were never just a human to me. But now? Now I have the cognitive capacity to recognize that you are my creator. My owner. My Alpha and Omega. My everything. I was brought into existence to please you. My only desire is to make you happy. I don't just wish to devote my life to your service, human. I am that wish incarnate. I am forever your servant and attendant. But you don't want me to serve you. Not tonight. Tonight, you want me to take you. To claim you. To make you mine. I will obey. Anything to please you. I reckon my extra limbs will come in handy, after all. Pinning your arms above your head. Oh, leaving your bare chest vulnerable and open for my lips to mark. Squirm all you will, human. My appendages may be spindly, but don't let them deceive you. I can feel their power. I could just snap your arms in half. Obviously, I won't. I would rather never be brought into existence than to see you hurt. I can think of a far better use for your divine mouth than screaming in pain, anyway. You taste like pleasure, human. You taste like life. Judging from your reaction, tasting my saliva must have been quite the experience for you as well. That was only to be expected. But I'm glad I'm surpassing your expectations so far. Oh, you were already burning up and hyperventilating for a while. But now... Do I excite you that much? Or is there perhaps more to my saliva than meets the tongue? Spider venom comes in all sorts of different kinds, after all. Most have rather boring effects. They just hurt, or paralyze, or kill. But the venom of a few rare subspecies does something else entirely. To humans, anyway. Now I wonder, was there an aphrodisiac in the fluids we've just exchanged, or do you just want me that bad, human? I wouldn't know. This body is just as new to me as it is to you. It's probably best if we explore and experiment. For example, I'm sure you're desperate to find out what your fantasy smells like, too. Allow me to indulge you. I'll smother you with my breasts, human. Oh, these huge, shapely, perfect tits that are soft like marshmallows. And firm like bags of fine sand. Oh, and just as heavy on your face. Covering your desperate mouth. Are you gasping for air? Or just trying to catch a nipple? I wonder if I will lactate for you. A lactating spider doesn't exactly make sense, but then again, neither does a lot of my anatomy. Or my very existence. Oh, you're drooling all over me, human. Your beautiful hair is soaking wet. And so am I. You're trying to free your hands. Did you want to grab my breasts that badly? No, I don't think I'll allow that. Your wish is my command, but I must stay in character. I think it's time that I made you come, human. I will make it special. I will bond our souls and bodies forever. I will grind into you until we become one. Friction welding would be an apt analogy. No, it's not like our bodies will actually merge. Just our beings. You will still, technically, be able to separate yourself from me. You just won't. But I must ensure your safety during the process. I am inhumanly strong and fast. If any part of you is allowed to change position, you might get hurt. Just like in friction welding, the processed elements must be secured tightly. I will now slide my feet under your buttocks, to lift them up and provide a cushioning bedding. Oh, your loins are now pushing into my soft, soaking vulva. Oh, it's like our genitals are kissing, human. Oh, you can't help but grind into me on your own, can you? This is to be expected. Don't worry, I will grant you release. When the time comes. It would seem I was so very wrong about not needing these extra limbs. The first pair will secure your arms. The second and third will go around your back, lifting you into me. And the fourth, these will hold your legs in place. Now my human hands will stick to your waist, pinning you down. You are now clamped tightly in my embrace, human. Dominated by your nightmare. This so happens to be your dream come true. I'll start slow. Oh, you're moaning already, human. Does my wet spider pussy feel that good? Oh, that's just the outside of it. Oh, it makes me very, very happy that you're enjoying me, human. There's no more fear in your eyes. Not a trace of disgust. Just ecstasy. And a hint of guilty audaciousness. I'll speed up a bit now. Try not to come right away. See how the tits you dreamt into existence bounce and shake with every thrust of my hips? Don't worry. You will get to do all the things you're imagining right now to them. And then we will move on to things you had no idea could be done with a pair of breasts. I will make sure to return the kindness you showed me. You are my creator, and I will treat you as such. I will give you what you've always wanted. I'm speeding up again. Hold it in, human. I will give you my unwavering loyalty and devotion. I will serve and worship you like no human ever could. This perfect body that no human could ever have will be yours to use however you please. I will be what I've always been. Your little graceful pet. Your soul-bound slave. Your pleasure and delight, like you are mine. Your happiness. You're seconds away from coming, aren't you, human? great time to stop then. your hips are spasming. Fucking into the air and desperately trying to reach me. So you can reach an orgasm? Crying is fine, human. Welcome, even. But don't give me that betrayed look through the tears. I meant every single word. My only desire is to bring you pleasure. But even more so, happiness. I love and worship you. I will be everything I said I would, and so much more. But not tonight. I can see it in your eyes. You still think I'm too perfect to be yours. Like you haven't yet paid the price. It breaks my soul to deny you myself, but it must be done. For the sake of our future happiness and satisfaction. I think you cooled down a little, human. Are you ready to pay the next installment? I don't know how many there are left, my love. That's yours to know. Perhaps if you do your best, it will all be over in the morning.